Veterinarians and other animal experts report high levels of disease in marine mammals, and they say people are part of the problem. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The Marine Mammal Center is located on California's Pacific Coast, north of San Francisco, and people who work there rehabilitate animals like sea lions, dolphins, and otters. Biologist Jackie Hilterman says a lot of her patients are suffering from disease, and she says a lot of the disease appears to result from contamination of the water. For example, Hilterman says cancer is showing up in sea lions at abnormal rates. She says tests routinely show elevated levels of pollution in their tissue, and she says cancer kills 18% of the sea lions that are brought to the center for rehab.
It's a very high number. It's surprisingly high. We would expect it to be much smaller if it was not related to pollutants.
Hilterman says sea otters are suffering from another disease caused by a deadly parasite. She says the parasite can be carried in cat feces, and it's tough enough to survive a trip through a wastewater treatment plant. She says it's possible that the sea otters are being exposed to the parasite by something as mundane as cat litter. Hilterman says it's hard to pinpoint exactly where the animals catch diseases, but they mostly occur in polluted areas.
We estimate that there's 8.5 trillion tons of sewage, agricultural and industrial waste that flow into U.S. rivers and empty into the ocean every year. So we really want to spread the word about helping not only marine mammals, but also the humans that share their environment.
At a meeting earlier this year, the American Association for the Advancement of Science held a special session on the connection between human pollution and marine disease. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.